This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections today. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations to ensure free and fair voting. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. The Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra today. During his visit, he will release the 18th installment of the Pradhanamantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme in Vashim district of Maharashtra. During this event, over 9.4 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. On the occasion, he will also release the additional benefit of around 2,000 crore rupees to the farmers of Maharashtra under the fifth installment of the Namo Shetkari Mahasanman Nidhi Yojana. The Prime Minister will also launch the Unified Genomic Chip for Cattle and Indigenous Sex-Sorted Semen Technology. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. Addressing the 7th Annual General Meeting of Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers, SIDM, in New Delhi, Defence Minister expressed happiness that the annual defence production touched a record high of 1.27 lakh crore in 2023-24. The Minister called for increased investment in cutting-edge tech such as artificial intelligence, cyber defence and autonomous systems to be future-ready. The agitating junior doctors of the West Bengal Junior Doctors Front had called off their strike while also issuing a 24-hour ultimatum to the Mamata Banerjee government to meet their demands or else they would launch an indefinite hunger strike. The doctors had called for total cease work, demanding better safety and security at medical facilities. They had put before the state government 10 points. The initial protest was triggered by the rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital on August 9. In Chhattisgarh, at least 28 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district yesterday. Search operation by security forces is still going on. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter may increase. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday co-chaired the 6th India-US Commercial Dialogue in Washington, D.C. The dialogue is convened to improve business and investment climate between the two countries with a renewed focus on new and emerging technologies. The dialogue's priority areas include supply chains resilience, climate and clean technology cooperation, inclusive digital growth, and standards and conformance cooperation. Israel said that its defense forces, IDF, has eliminated more than 2,000 military targets and 250 Hezbollah terrorists since it started targeted and demarcated ground operations in southern Lebanon 4 days ago. IDF said that the fatalities include 5 battalion, 10 company and 6 platoon commanders. At the same time, the Israeli Air Force is also conducting preemptive strikes during these intelligence-based operations in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has not officially released any information regarding the number of casualties they have suffered. Meanwhile, the military also announced that 2 IDF soldiers from the Golani Brigade were killed in combat in northern Israel. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai. Chasing a victory target of 161, Indian Eves were all out, scoring just 102 runs in 19 overs. Earlier electing to bat first, New Zealand had scored 160 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Sophie Devine scored the highest unbeaten 57 off 36, while Rosemary Mayer picked up 4 wickets for New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.